2009, and going through the municipal bond bank. And so we're essentially, you know, we're gonna do.
I am on now, I apologize.
Okay, Florida ordered this special meeting on Monday, February 25th, 2019, at 3:00 PM. Could I have a call, a roll call, please, Sharon?
Yes. Carl Amelon.
Present.
Andy Donato.
Here.
Bob Severson.
Present.
Jack Davies. Dick Kous. Cliff Skillings. Bob Lynn.
Here.
Robert Larson.
Here.
Steve Prisanka.
Here.
Lisa Von Bargen. Is there anyone on the phone that would like to introduce themselves, aside from, I understand Clay Hammer is on the phone?
That's correct. Yeah, Joel Paisner, counsel, is on the phone.
Thank you, Joel.
Carl Hagerman, Petersburg.
Thank you, Carl. No further response, Mr. Chair.
Okay, could we please have a motion to approve the agenda?
This is Bob Severson.
So moved.
Seconded by Ron.
I'm not sure who said so moved.
Bob and Bob. The two Bobs, Bob Lynn.
Bob and Bob. Okay, any discussion? No, hearing no discussion, poll vote, please.
Amelon.
Yes.
Severson.
Yes.
Lynn.
Yes.
Prisanka.
Yes.
Well, note for the record that Mr. Kous and his alternate, Mr. Skillings, are not present for the meeting, so it's a 4-0, thank you.
Thank you. New business, there is none. Old business, we're still discussing reservoir management. Trent, you wanna walk us through where we are today, please?
I think I'll let Robert speak to this. You wanna give an update on lake levels, Robert, and I'll pull another chair around here for him.
Sure.
So as we sit today, Tyee Lake sits at 1261.6, the last I checked, and Swan Lake is at 280.9. Currently, over the last week, we have been integrating diesel generation in both Petersburg and Wrangell, and that has slowed the draft rate at Tyee to an approximate 3/10 a day. Swan Lake has been also being drafted at about 3/10 a day. With those rates, the 280.9, we will reach the Swan Lake draft limit by the board meeting on Thursday, at which time the Swan Lake generation to the north will halt. I ran a few models to demonstrate how that would affect the draft rate at Tyee. And when Swan Lake reaches the 280 and the 2 megawatts on average that we have been sending north is not available, the draft rate will go from 3/10 a day to approximately 4/10 a day. And we do have an operations call tomorrow, at which time we'll discuss possible solutions to integration of additional generation in the north. Speaking with Carl today, I told him I would get back with him, Carl Hagerman, and looking at possibly moving to a 24-hour campaign, given at this time we are approximately running 18 hours a day. Running a scenario on that, we can get the draft rate to close to 2/10 a day by running a similar campaign 24 hours a day and not 18. Is there any other questions there, Steve?
Was that directed to me?
Yeah.
Okay, no, I guess that sums up where we're at. So the question is, are we going to take action prior to our board meeting on Thursday? Or wait, and I guess I'd have to ask Robert how confident he is that we won't bump up to the board imposed bottom there prior to Thursday.
On Tyee.
On Tyee. The challenge with Tyee is that when generation moves from day and night from on average 4 megawatts to 5 megawatts out of Tyee during the day, and then over 10 megawatts at night, the lake level sensor is in the power tunnel. And because it's in the power tunnel, the inflow or the flows through there causes it to shift during that transition.
So you see a little error is what Robert's getting at. It just kind of fluctuates with about a half a foot there, I think, right?
With about a half a foot. And so the average, the true value is when you have lower generation. And so it will look like the lake is lower as we generate more.
It seems to run about 0.8 in difference between loaded and unloaded.
Yeah, so I think what he's trying to say, Steve, is Trey, is that, yeah, just due to some nuances on the measurement there, it's possible we might dip slightly below for a period of time just to due to the measurement factor. It's going to be right on the cusp. And the reality is when we get to the board meeting, we're going to end up having to lower the draft limit, or you're just going to have to burn 100% diesel. So either way, we're headed that direction with the current weather that we're seeing.
So at 0.3 a day, and we have 1.6 feet till we hit the draft limit at Tyee, that's just over 5 days. And so I mentioned the 8% error because the average will be 5 days, and that will be what the lake level actually is at. But it may dip if we do, if we end up swinging loads still.
Okay. Chair, this is Bob Lynn.
Go ahead, Bob.
A question for Robert and crew there. I don't see any change that's going to happen in this, this weather pattern we have for at least a couple weeks, and we got all the way through March to come. It seemed to me that, maybe I'm wrong, but it seemed to me that we would be further ahead if we were to make a move to drop the guide curve on Tyee to give both communities a chance, more flexibility over the time, knowing that full well that we have to maximize it.
Would you like to address that?
Yeah. So you're spot on, Bob. The reality is we still want to try to minimize the rate of draft by increasing the diesel rate of burn on the north end. And then also subsequently, if we lower the draft limit a little bit, at least we won't bump up against it and have to shut stuff off.
Okay. Just to correct me on that, the permanent limit, the FERC limit was 255. Am I correct on that?
It's 1250 for Tyee.
Okay, I'm wrong. Go ahead.
It's 1250 for Tyee, and we're currently at 1261.6.
Right, got that. So if we were to, now let me follow that through. If we were to move it 5 feet, I'm just throwing this out as something to discuss. If we were to, say, we drop it to 1255, that would give the two communities on the north end some latitude over, you know, a couple weeks anyhow, to be able to make some adjustment to go along with that, rather than just to drop it like a foot or 2 foot, you know, right now. I guess I'd like to hear from Rangel and you folks too on that matter.
Well, in Rangel, you know, the whole idea is to have a buffer if, God forbid, something happens to your generation and you have no buffer left in the reservoir, you're on to blackouts. And I mean, this was addressed quite nicely by Carl. previously. I am still very nervous because we're operating not understanding at all what the rate payer impact is going to be in our community. And when I looked at the agenda, it doesn't appear that there's actually any decision forthcoming on that in the meeting on Thursday. We have an item on there, but nothing says there will be no action taken. So I can only assume that that means that we will move forward not knowing if our ratepayers are going to wind up bearing the brunt of this. So, you know, from Wrangell's perspective, we're pretty nervous about this because we've had no assurance on anything in terms of how this is being taken care of. So we could draft it all the way down to the FERC limit and hopefully everything works out, and then we start running 4 generators when we get down to the FERC limit and hope that nothing breaks. But it's a pretty precarious position, and I don't feel like we're any closer to those answers. I thought the point with the previous agenda, and I'm tying the two together because it kind of impacts on my thinking on this, that if we're not going to receive anything for their ratepayers in terms of a true-up, then yeah, I guess just draw it down to zero and we'll cross the bridge when we come to it.
So, Mr. Chair, this is Trey, if I may.
Yeah.
So let me address 2 points. With regard to the discussion on how the diesel might be trued up, for lack of a better word, I believe at our previous meeting we had agreed that we'd talk about it at a regular board meeting in the workshop, and then if we come out of the workshop and there's some type of action that the board wants to take, then certainly that's up to the board's discretion. With regard to drafting the lake levels in offsetting with supplemental diesel, I would recommend that you're better off to burn more diesel now in lieu of burning 100% diesel at the end, rather than wait until the draft limit's down to the FERC limit before you go to full diesel. You'd be better off doing full diesel or a little higher rate of supplemental diesel on the front end. That way, if you do lose a machine, you still have some reserves to cover. So I just wanted to shift kind of philosophically the perspective on supplemental diesel and the advantage of burning more early as opposed to burning more later.
You mind if I?
Yeah, so let's hold on for a second.
Yeah, and I think for me, my comfort level will be higher, because I agree with you, Trey. I think I would go for that in a heartbeat if I knew that my ratepayers were not going to be dramatically impacted, because at some point I'm trying to look out for a variety of interests here. So I agree. Maybe we wait till after that workshop. I was not taking that same message. I'm pleased to hear you say that. So make some action coming out and hopefully come to the meeting, which will help us make decisions moving forward as a community.
Yeah, and through the chair, I'd also just like to encourage you to maybe separate the two issues a little bit. Right now we're talking operational issues, and if we don't do what's prudent and appropriate now, then you might get in a pickle down the road. I think the who's paying for what will be addressed in good time, so and appropriately so at the will of the board. So I just encourage folks to focus. Let's get through the operational challenges that we have now and try to keep everybody, avoid any major outages and just stay tight on this. I think we've had really good communications over the past few weeks and great coordination with the North End as far as burning diesel and good coordination with the guys out at the plants, because we do have some bar issues that we have to deal with as well. So far I think we're doing well a little bit more diesel integrated properly on the north end will help help us get through this prolonged dry period.
Chair, this is Bob Lynn again, if I may.
Go ahead, Bob.
Yeah, I see two issues on the table here, too. One of them is, at least our operators, Carl and crew here need some latitude. I think they'd be doing a very good job, too. But I'm a little, let's say, a little goosey about walking away from here without having some kind of an operational. Are we going to drop that a foot, 2 foot, 5 foot, or what are we going to do to allow these, to allow our operators in each of the communities to make those decisions they need to make? That's one question. Then the second one goes back to what Trey, would it be possible to have your staff, I think, has done some work on it, to have a, maybe not only a discussion, but maybe a decision item on the agenda for Thursday to talk about how we're going to approach a true up, at least looking at options to that.
All right, I think that's certainly part of the discussion, that everybody has voiced a desire to sit down and talk face-to-face on over the last couple of meetings, so we've intentionally deferred that till the regular meeting so we could all sit around the table and hash through that. I see that's going to happen. And in answer to your first question there, Bob, we could... The board could make a motion to lower the draft limit by a couple of feet. That'll get us through to the next meeting, or you could do five or whatever. It doesn't matter. It'd be nice to have a little bit of extra room so we don't have to call another special board meeting right before the board meeting. I mean, we're obviously, our main goal now is to try to preserve some water in Tyee, and that main objective isn't going to change regardless whether you approve 2 feet or 5 feet. So if you wanted to move that in a particular direction, you know, possibly somebody could make a motion to lower that.
Okay, well, just hang on 1 second, Trey. Does Ketchikan have anything to want to add in on this before we have somebody make a motion?
Yes, Steve, this is Bob Sievertson.
Thank you, Bob.
I think as we did in our last regular meeting, Carl had brought forth a number, and we're willing to support whatever number your communities are probably bringing forth in regards to your own reservoirs.
Okay. Well, I'm just going to say that I'm pleased, Trey, to hear you talking about preserving the water in Tyee, and I would also rather burn diesel and keep that buffer. And so if that is the end goal, then I would like to move that we authorize the operation to draw down an additional 2 feet if required between now and the board meeting.
So,
Bob Lennon, I would second that.
I was just going to recommend. Okay, Mr. Chair, can I insert something here?
Sure.
I was just going to recommend that you move to amend the operations plan draft limit down 2 feet, just as a formality.
Move to amend the operations plan down 2 feet. On the Tyee reservoir. So it's been amended. Is there a second for the amendment?
Second, this is Bob.
I'll second that.
Okay, so it's been seconded. Any discussion on the amendment? Hearing none, poll vote, please, on the amendment.
Lynn?
Yes.
Prysanka?
Yes.
Amelon?
Yes.
Sievertson?
Yes.
Skillings?
Yes.
Thank you.
Now, we're back to the main motion as amended. Is there any further discussion on the main motion as amended? Hearing none, poll vote, please.
Prysanka?
Yes.
Amelon?
Yes.
Sievertson?
Yes.
Skillings?
Yes.
Lynn?
Yes.
Thank you.
Trey, is there anything else to add from your end there?
No, sir.
Okay. Well,
sounds like we've got a plan. We'll keep moving forward, and we'll see everybody on Thursday. We'll adjourn
Mr. Chairman, can I interrupt here just a minute before we close on?
That's good. On Thursday's
meeting, Trey, are you going to be in a position to have alternatives that I know alternatives laid out of how we true up our approaches to this that we might not only just look at but maybe have a chance to vote on?
I'll propose a couple of approaches, Bob, on that the board could consider.
Thank you.
And at the same time, you know, we'll start with the whole discussion. You know, we'll talk about how we got to where we're at today, you know, and some alternatives for maybe doing things better in the future. And I think folks have mentioned this at a couple of previous meetings that, you know, this may take a couple of different meetings to hash through on how best to do things in the future. But I'll also make some recommendations on how we might address the current diesel campaign on the north end.
Mr. Chair, this is Joel. Can I comment on one thing here?
Yeah, please go ahead, Joel.
So just in light of Bob's comment and Trey's follow-up, I mean, just know that you're not foreclosed from figuring out how to true these things up, at least from the agency's perspective, if you don't get to a final decision on Thursday. I mean, that conversation can go on. And I think, you know, Trey's point about separating the operational issues from the true-up issues, it probably makes sense and may give you all some chance for a little breathing room to think about it.
Anybody else have any other comments? Okay, well, hearing none, we'll adjourn at 2:56 p.m. See you guys on Thursday.
Would you like a motion to adjourn?
Oh, sorry, let's move to adjourn.
I think Steve might still be there.
Did they get a motion to adjourn?
I've moved to adjourn. This is Bob Severson.
Okay, so I will second that. Any discussion?
Well, could we clarify the time?
Oh.
He said 2:56, but it's 3:22.
What is it, 3:22?
Yes.
It's 3:22, not 2:56. So.
The phone here is a little loud. 3:22. Sounds good.
Well, that's the difference in time between here and you, right?
That's right.
I plan on bringing some of the rain from down here up there, okay?
Please do.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Yeah. All right, see you on Thursday. Thanks, everyone.
Did we want it?
All those in favor?
All right.
All right.
Consensus.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's good. I slept in a car.